Good day. You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. In this episode, we'll be talking about the Swiss political system and how the government operates. It is our hope that this information will provide a solid foundation of understanding for future episodes of Swiss News in English. Switzerland has a population of 8.2 million people, of which 24% are foreign nationals, spanning 26 cantons. The Swiss political system is federalist. It's also a direct democracy, with the citizens having the ability to vote directly on new laws in the country. Bern is the capital of Switzerland, although it is not the largest city by population. Zurich holds that title. Switzerland's federalist form of government means that the power is shared between the central government, based out of Bern, the 26 cantons, which are like states, and the over 2,250 communes. Switzerland is often referred to as the Swiss Confederation, although this title is merely historical. Switzerland is no longer a confederation and has been a federal state since 1848. You will notice the letters CH, which stands for Confederatio Helvetique, on vehicles and on the currency. The three entities, the federal government, which is comprised of the Federal Council and the Parliament, the cantonal governments, and the governments of the communes, each have important and separate powers. The Federal Council is the executive power. It is comprised of seven federal councillors from four different Swiss political parties who are elected by the Federal Assembly every 4 years. Each of the seven members share the duties of a head of state. The seven councillors rotate, and every year one takes on the role of president. The following four political parties are the most dominant in Switzerland and are represented in the Federal Council: the Swiss People's Party, the Social Democrats, the Liberals, and the Christian Democratic Party. Currently, the Federal Council is made up of three women and four men. There are no current federal campaign finance laws in Switzerland, which would require parties to disclose donor information. Three cantons, however, have instituted their own campaign finance rules, and some believe this legislation promoting transparency will catch on in other cantons as well. Despite being from different parties with sometimes vastly different ideologies, the seven federal council members pledge to govern cooperatively. When presenting decisions, they must be unanimous and united in their policy, even if their personal position differs from that of the consensus within the body. The one-year appointed term president is the chair for the executive sessions and takes on ceremonial duties, often abroad. The president acts as the international representative for Switzerland for that year. The remaining six members of the Federal Council are each appointed to head a federal department. The council generally meets once a week, and they are based in the capital city of Bern. The Federal Assembly, or the Swiss Parliament, is the legislative body of Switzerland, consisting of two chambers, the National Council and the Council of States, each body having the same legislative power but meeting separately. The National Council, consisting of 200 elected members, is considered the lower chamber. Each member is elected by popular vote for a four-year term. Each canton sends a number of representatives relative to the population of that canton. Approximately one representative is sent to the council for every 40,000 residents of that canton. If a canton has less than 40,000 inhabitants, one representative is elected to the National Council for that canton. Six Swiss cantons send only one representative each to the National Council. The most populous canton, Zurich, sends 35 National Council representatives. The Council of States is the other half of Parliament. The Council of States is considered the upper chamber of Parliament and has 46 members who are also directly elected by the people for a four-year term. Unlike the National Council, whose members are decided by the population of the canton, the Council of States representatives are fixed. each canton, regardless of population, sends two representatives. However, there are six half cantons in Switzerland who are only able to send one representative, adding up to a total of 46 members in the Council of States. The two chambers, consisting of the 200 members of the National Council and the 46 members of the Council of States, convene at least once a year to elect the seven members of the Federal Council and to appoint federal judges. The two chambers meet separately for 3 weeks, four times a year, to debate amendments to the Constitution prior to putting them on the ballot for a popular vote. These legislative bodies are also responsible for repealing and amending federal legislation and ratifying treaties with other nations. The Federal Assembly is a part-time parliament, meaning most of the representatives are otherwise employed. What exactly is a direct democracy? Direct democracy, also called pure democracy, is a system in which voters decide on policy initiatives directly. This is different from most established democracies today, which are considered representative democracies. All Swiss citizens 18 years of age and over have the right to vote in Switzerland. Swiss citizens are usually called to vote four times a year via paper ballot sent directly to their homes. In addition to being called to vote on elections and referendums four times a year, the Swiss also have three means by which to participate in their democracy. These are the popular initiative, an optional referendum, and a mandatory referendum. Let's dive into these three elements of Swiss direct democracy. The popular initiative allows citizens to propose amendments to the Constitution. 100,000 voter signatures collected within 18 months are required to launch a popular initiative. The aim is to invoke debate on the issue in question. The optional referendum is utilized when the people wish to challenge a bill that was approved by the Federal Assembly. Citizens may do this by acquiring 50,000 voter signatures within 100 days of the announcement of the legislation. If the signatures are obtained, this forces a referendum on the bill. A mandatory referendum is launched any time a constitutional amendment is approved by the parliament. There must be a nationwide election for any proposed changes to the Constitution. The citizens of Switzerland are also called to vote on their country's involvement in particular international organizations. Switzerland is divided into 26 cantons who are sovereign entities. Each canton has their own capital and national language and religion. Some cantons are Catholic, some are Protestant. Most of the cantons are Swiss German speaking, with French being the second most common cantonal language. There is only one canton whose language is Italian, Canton Ticino. And lastly, there is the ancient language of Romanche, which is spoken in a mountain region in the picturesque canton of Graubünden. The Federal Constitution of Switzerland dictates that any and all powers that are not granted specifically to the Confederation fall within the jurisdiction of the cantons. This means that cantons are highly autonomous, specifically in the areas of education, matters of policing, and public health. Cantons have their own governments, courts, and constitutions. In this regard, they are much like states in the United States of America. The 26 cantons can launch a popular referendum on federal legislation as long as at least eight cantons also support the challenge. The cantonal governments are elected directly by the people, normally by ballot. However, in Canton Appenzell-Innerrhoden and in Glarus, they practice an old tradition of convening in the cantonal capital's main square and elect their representatives with a show of hands. Thanks for listening to Swiss News in English. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Auf Wiedersehen, arrivederci, a bientôt.